Amen Masterclass time. Today we're doing a very specific, very modern drum and bass move in Ableton Live 12, building a distorted percussion layer underneath an Amen break, so you get bite, urgency, and forward motion without turning your actual Amen into a fizzy, harsh mess. Think of it like this. We're building a two-layer engine. Layer A is your core Amen. Cleanish, punchy, controlled, groove intact. Layer B is your perk dirt layer. Band limited, heavily distorted. Transient managed, and blended in parallel so it feels aggressive but still musical. Set your tempo first. Put it at 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is home bass, but 174 is a classic roller tempo. Now make two auto tracks. Name the first one Amen Core, name the second one Amen Perk Dirt. Drag your Amen break onto Amen Core. Then duplicate that clip over to Amen Perk Dirt. So both tracks are playing the exact same performance. Quick teacher note before we touch devices. This entire technique depends on discipline. If you let the dirt layer become full range and uncontrolled, it'll eat your snare and smear your groove. But if you keep it focused and shaped, it becomes that shrapnel percussion energy that makes a roller feel like it's leaning forward. Alright. Step 1. Warp correctly and do not kill the groove. On both clips, turn warp on. For warp mode, you've got two solid options. Complex Pro or Beats. For breaks, Beats is usually the one. So set Warp Mode to Beats. Set Preserve to Transient. Set Envelope somewhere around 50 to 80. Start at 65. Now zoom in and confirm the downbeat is actually on the grid and the loop cycles cleanly. The goal is tight timing without flattening that natural Amen swing. Don't over-edit warp markers unless it's truly drifting. Minimal correction. Maximum feel. Now we build the core layer. Punchy, rolling, not harsh. On Amen Core add EQ 8 first. High pass at 30 hc. Steep, like 24 dB per octave. That's just cleaning rumble. If the break feels boxy, do a small dip around 300 to 450 hc. Maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it feels dull, a tiny high shelf around 8 to 10 khc. Just 1 or 2 dB. Tiny. We're not trying to make it crispy. We're trying to make it present. Next, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Keep it subtle. Crunch 0 to 10%. Again, subtle. You're seasoning, not frying. Boom off or very low. We're not making sub here. Transients plus 10 to plus 25. This is your snap and urgency. Then damp somewhere like 10 to 30%, just to keep the top from getting splashy. Then add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Turn soft clip on. Then add makeup cane to taste so it matches level. When you hit play, the core Amen should feel like a controlled roller. It breathes, it swings, but it's not messy. Now the fun part. The perk dirt layer. This is where the aggression comes from, but we're going to do it intelligently. Before anything else, gain staging, non-negotiable. At the very top of the chain on Amen Perk Dirt, insert utility. Pull the gain down by 6 to 12 dB. Start at minus 9 dB. Why? Because harsh distortion is often just you hit the distortion too hard with raw peaks. We're going to choose our distortion, not accidentally trigger it. Now do the pre-distortion EQ. This matters more than people think, because it controls what the distortion reacts to. Add EQ 8 after utility. High pass at 180 to 300 hc, 24 dB per octave. Start around 250. Low pass at 7 to 10 khz, maybe 12 dB per octave. Start around 8.5k. That band limits the layer, so the distortion doesn't become wideband fizz, and it keeps low-end mud out of the way of your actual drums and bass. Optionally, a slight boost around 2 to 4 khz, maybe 2 dB, to bring out stick attack and gritty presence. Don't overdo it yet. Now we go into distortion stage 1, saturator. Set the type to analog clip. Drive plus 6 to plus 12 dB. Start at plus 8. Turn soft clip on. Turn color on and see if it gives you the bite you want. Then pull the output down so you're not tricking yourself with louder equals better. Now distortion stage 2, roar, because Live 12 gives you a serious weapon here. Set roar to distort or overdrive. Drive around 20 to 40% to start. Tone. Go darker than you think. If you make this bright, your hats will turn into needles. If you use Roar's filter, aim for band passish focus in the 1 to 6 khz region. And very important, don't default to 100% mix. Start around 30 to 60% mix so you're parallel blending inside the device too. At this point, solo the dirt layer for a second. It should sound ugly but controlled, like it's aggressive and compressed, but it still clearly follows the Amen rhythm. Now we tame and shape post-distortion. Add drum bus after roar. Drive 5 to 20%. Crunch 10 to 35%. This is the hair and density. Transience negative, around minus 5 to minus 20. This is crucial. Distortion plus sharp transience equals that cheap clicky crackle. Pull the spikes back. Damp 20 to 50% to calm brittle highs. Now add a gate to tighten the dir, so it talks rhythmically instead of hissing between hits. Set the threshold so the noise closes between hits. Attack fast. 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Hold 5 to 20 milliseconds. Release 30 to 80 milliseconds. Return basically instant. 0 to 5 milliseconds. Now on solo and bring the core back in. Next, alignment. Because even though both layers come from the same sample, the processing can change how the transient feels, and that can shift the perceived groove. Go to the track delay for Amen Perk Dirt in the mixer section. Try nudging it between minus 5 milliseconds and plus 5 milliseconds. If you go slightly negative, it can add snap and urgency. Slightly positive can add thickness and a tiny drag, which can feel heavier in some rollers. If it ever sounds hollow or like the snare disappears when you blend, check phase. Ableton doesn't give you a big obvious phase button on the track, so drop a utility on one layer and try phase invert left and right, just to test. You won't always need it, but it's a fast check. Now blending. This is where producer instinct matters. Set your Amen chord to be your main groove level. Then bring up Amen Perk Dirt until you clearly notice extra energy and then pull it back 1 to 2 dB. Here's a simple reality check. Mute and unmute the dirt layer quickly. If muting it makes the groove collapse, you pushed it too loud and you're relying on noise instead of rhythm. If unmuting it does basically nothing, it's too quiet or you filtered too aggressively. We want that sweet spot where unmuting it feels like the track leans forward and tightens up, not like someone turned the volume up. Now group them for cohesion. Select both Amen tracks and group them. On the Amen group, add EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove sub-rumble. If the group is harsh, do a tiny dip around 3 to 6 kHz, like 1 to 2 dB. Tiny, surgical. Then add glue compressor on the group. Attack 10 milliseconds so you let transients through. Release auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Soft clip on. Then add a limiter for safety. Ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. Do not smash it. This is just catching peaks. Now, extra coaching move. Post-distortion EQ and spectrum. If the dirt layer is giving you ice pick pain, don't immediately low-pass everything to death. That kills life. Instead, put spectrum after your dirt chain. Solo the dirt, and look for persistent spikes. Common pain zones are 3.5 to 6 kHz for that piercing bite, and 8 to 10 kHz for brittle fizz. Use a post-distortion EQ to notch small amounts there. Small moves. You're shaving, not chopping. Also, mono discipline. The dirt layer should mostly feel like impact texture, not white noise. Put a utility on the dirt layer and set width to 0 to 30%. Start at 0. Keep it centered and solid. If you want width later, do it intentionally, not by accident. Now let's make it musical in an arrangement, because this technique is about motion, not just sound design. Try a simple 32-bar loop idea. Bars 1 to 8. Core only. Let the listener lock to the groove. Bar 9. Fade the dirt layer in over one bar so the drop feels wider and more urgent. Bars 9 to 16. Full blend, another option. Call and response. Automate the dirt layer so it only plays on every second bar. The groove breathes, you get variation, and you didn't even add new samples. And automate energy, not just volume. Automate roar drive on the dirt layer. In verses, keep it around 20 to 25%. In the drop, push 30 to 45%. For fills, do a quick spike for half a bar, then back down. That little overcooked moment can be pure hype if it's brief. Now a few common mistakes to avoid, because these are the ones that waste hours. Mistake 1. Distorting full range audio. If you don't high pass and low pass before distortion, you get muddy lows and harsh fizz. Band limit first. Mistake 2. Too much transient on the dirt. Distortion plus sharp peaks equals clicky garbage. Use drum bus transients negative and gate the tails. Mistake 3. The dirt layer too loud. If your snare loses identity and turns into noise, you buried your core. The core is the break. The dirt is seasoning. Mistake 4. Overwarping. If you over-tighten, you remove the Amen swing. Minimal edits. Mistake 5. Ignoring hats. Distorted hats get painful fast. Filter darker than you think, then add presence back carefully. Now let's level up with a couple intermediate plus options if you want more control. Option 1. Multiband control. Drop multiband dynamics after roar on the dirt layer. Gently control the high band so spikes tuck in. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks, just enough to stop random brittleness. Option 2. Tiny room for menace. Put hybrid reverb on the dirt layer only. Decay 0.2 to 0.5 seconds. High cut around 5 to 8 kHz. Mix 5 to 12%. This gives a grimy warehouse feel without washing out your core. Option 3. Micro docking for snare clarity. Put a compressor on the dirt layer and sidechain it from the core track. Fast attack, medium release, and just 1 to 2 dB of duck on snare hits. It keeps that iconic snare crack clean while you keep the grit in the in-betweens. And here's a movement trick that feels way more complex than it is. Autofilter bandpass before roar. Set autofilter to bandpass. Frequency around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Add a small positive envelope so louder hits open the band a bit more. Now your distortion responds differently to ghost notes versus accents, and the groove feels alive. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Duplicate your dirt layer twice, so you have 3. Dirt A, for verse dirt B, for drop dirt C, for fills. Burst target, roar drive 20 to 25%, low pass around 8 to 10 kHz and keep the level lower. Drop target, roar drive 30 to 45%, a touch more 2 to 4 kHz and blend slightly louder. Fill target, for 1 bar, tighten the gate and push drive up briefly, then back to normal. Keep it intentional. Arrange it over 32 bars. Bars 1 to 16. Burst dirt bars 17 to 32, drop dirt every 8 bars, 1 bar of fill dirt.